Welcome to Ovi English School. Today, Anna takes us to Slovenia, a small country with big surprises. On the map, it looks easy to miss, but her trip quickly changes that idea. In just a few days, she finds a peaceful capital, a famous lake, deep caves, thick forests, and food by several neighbors. How can one country hold so much in such a small space? Let's follow Anna and see. If you enjoy clear English stories, visit ovienglish.com. Anna starts with a map of Europe. Slovenia sits between Italy, Austria, Hungary, and Croatia. It has just over 2 million people. Its land area is a little over 20,000 square kilometers. That sounds small, but when Anna reads about the country, she notices something surprising. Slovenia has mountains, forests, caves, old towns, and even a short stretch of coast. It seems to offer several travel experiences inside one border. Her first stop is Ljubljana, the capital. It is one of Europe's smaller capitals, and that changes the feeling of the city. Anna does not face endless traffic or huge business districts. Instead, she walks beside the Ljubljana River and moves easily through the center. She sees Baroque buildings, Art Nouveau fronts, bridges, cafes, and open squares. The center gives more space to people than to cars. That simple choice makes the city feel calm, clear, and welcoming. As Anna spends more time there, she begins to understand why visitors remember Ljubljana. It is not a city that tries to shock people. Its charm comes from daily life. On one street, friends talk over coffee. On another, people cross a bridge and continue to work or school. Trees and paths soften the center. Anna can notice small details because nothing feels rushed. For a traveler, that creates an easy first meeting with Slovenia. Next, Anna travels to Lake Bled, the country's best-known postcard scene. The lake was formed by glaciers long ago. In the middle stands a small island with a church. To reach it, visitors often take a traditional wooden boat called a pletna. The boatman stands while rowing, and the boat moves quietly across the water. Above the lake, Bled Castle rises on a steep cliff. From there, Anna looks down at the island, the water, and the mountains behind it. Bled is beautiful, but it is also useful for understanding Slovenia. In one place, Anna sees nature, history, and local tradition together. The lake is not only pretty water. The church, the boat, and the castle show how people have lived with this landscape for centuries. Even the view explains something. Slovenia often mixes wild scenery with human scale. Nothing feels too far away. You can stand at the castle and understand the whole scene in one glance. After Bled, Anna heads underground to Postojna Cave. The visit begins in an unusual way. People ride a small train into the cave system, and that already feels memorable. Inside, the rooms are huge, dark, and cool. Stone shapes hang from the ceiling and rise from the ground. These are stalactites and stalagmites, formed slowly over millions of years. Anna realizes this is not a quick tourist attraction. It is a place that shows deep geological time. In the cave, she also learns about the Olm, a rare pale salamander that lives in underground water. Some people call it the human fish because of its skin color. The name sounds odd, so Anna remembers it at once. This small animal gives the cave a stronger meaning. Postojna is not only about dramatic rock formations, it is also a living environment. Slovenia's natural world is not limited to mountains and forests. Important life also exists below the surface. When Anna returns above ground, she notices how green the country feels. More than 60% of Slovenia is covered by forests. That fact helps explain her whole trip. Roads, villages, and towns often sit close to trees and hills. Nature is not far away from daily life. Even in urban places, there is space for parks and walking paths. Anna starts to see why environmental protection matters in Slovenia. The landscape is not just scenery. It is part of ordinary living. Slovenia's history also shapes what Anna sees. The country became independent from Yugoslavia in 1991 after the 10-day war. Later, it joined the European Union and adopted the euro. These facts give Anna a clearer picture. Slovenia is a young state in political terms, but it does not feel uncertain. Instead, it seems confident and organized. In Ljubljana, in Bled, and even in the care shown at Postojna, Anna senses a country that knows its direction. Before leaving, Anna pays attention to food, because meals often explain a place in a direct way. Slovenia lies at a meeting point of Central Europe and the Mediterranean world, and its dishes reflect that position. She tries potika, a rolled pastry often filled with walnuts. She also eats jota, a warm stew with sauerkraut, beans, and potatoes. The food is simple and filling. It suits a country shaped by mountains, farms, trade routes, and nearby cultures. By the end of the trip, Anna no longer thinks of Slovenia as a tiny spot on a map. She thinks of specific scenes: a walkable riverside capital, a lake with an island church, a cave train moving into darkness, forests close to roads and towns, food that carries the influence of several regions. Slovenia is small, but it is not limited. Its variety feels real, because each place shows a clear part of the country's identity. Question: where is Slovenia located? Answer: it is in Central Europe, between Italy, Austria, Hungary, and Croatia. Question: what makes Ljubljana feel friendly to visitors? Answer: its center is easy to walk through, with river paths, bridges, trees, and fewer cars. Question: what traditional boat did Anna see at Lake Bled? Answer: she saw a pletna, a wooden boat rowed by a standing boatman. Question: what unusual animal lives in Postojna Cave? Answer: the cave is home to the olm, a rare pale salamander. Question: what two Slovenian foods did Anna try? Answer: she tried potika, a walnut pastry, and jota, a stew with sauerkraut, beans, and potatoes. So, what did Anna learn? Slovenia may be small, but it offers many clear and memorable experiences. Its capital feels calm and human. Its lake and caves show very different kinds of beauty. Its forests and food connect nature, history, and daily life. That is why the country stays in people's minds. Thanks for listening and learning with me today. If you want more stories in clear English, visit ovieenglish.com. See you next time.